on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Huge edition of the Friday Victorian Form Preview, racing at Maui Cup Day today. And then tonight, Ray Huxley will give us the winners at Pakenham. Just got some breaking news. We were talking about the Kosciuszko and question marks surrounding It's Me, the favourite, and the second favourite, Front Page. Well, unfortunately for Front Page fans, it has been scratched from the Kosciuszko. Cut both his back legs and his eye in what must have been a rough old float trip to Sydney. The vet has checked him over and said he is not able to compete. So Front Page out of the Kosciuszko. Terrible news for Jeff Duray and his connections. Still waiting to find out whether It's Me, who has a question mark hanging over it as well, will be able to compete in the Kosciuszko. Harry White's here to find us all the winners today at Maui, though. How are you, Harry?
I'm really good, Michael. How are you?
Good indeed. I love Maui Cup Day. It's usually a day where the locals can come to the fore. Question mark about the weather today. What are you hearing? What's the weather going to be? How do you think the track will play today at Maui?
Well, look, we're on a soft seven. I think that the more rain's coming, but not till the afternoon. I'd be seeing, usually what they do is they pop off the fence and come down the middle. Can be advantageous to be on the speed, but they should be coming out off the rails, especially towards the back end of the day. So maybe, you know, just front half of running, not necessarily on the lead.
All right, well, we start the day with a pretty short price favourite. We can take out eight, and Vizchara is the favourite here at $1.60, Vizchacha, and it is dominating the market. Peregrine's is the $6 second favourite. Is this a good way to start the day? It's pretty short.
Yeah, look, I think so, especially with the key scratching of Yulong Command. Vizchacha has been close in two career runs, strikes a winnable race, was a bit green on debut, got on the heels of another horse, but was still solid to the line, then was only narrowly edged out by Ice Ice Baby last start, who did have its hoof on the till. That was a stronger maiden. Winkers on, back a shade in trip looks ideal. Damien Lane sticks solid. Definitely the one to beat, ahead of Peregrinus. Ran well on debut at Sale, despite not having a clear run in the straight. With clear air, he could have been right in that blanket finish. Number three, Mottram, has looked good in a couple of jump outs. Looks set for a decent showing on debut. Strikes a pretty good race to kick off in. And Jolton Joe ran really well here last start, though was well held the start prior. But on last start's effort, goes in the mix. 7-4-3-2.
7-4-3-2 in the first of Maui. Race number two, we can take out 1, 2, 6, 11, 14 and 18. Colossal Star is the favourite at $3.50. Jimenez, $4.40. Crystal Star, $5.50. Who wins the second?
I think it's between the top two in the market. I'm with Colossal Star. Was unwanted in betting on debut in a strong maiden, but ran really well. Was third with a gap back to the rest. The winner's been measuring up in stronger grades since. Second place getters subsequently won well. Comes up with an ideal draw to roll forward and should get his chance. Jimenez resumes off a long spell for a new trainer, but recent jump outs have been really good. A form prior to the long layoff looks solid enough for this as well. Number 10, Fast and Deep, was good in a stronger maiden when fourth. Second and third place getters have won since. Quality Diamond goes in for fourth. 3, 4, 10 and 13.
3, 4, 10 and 13. Race number three is a maiden over 1,600 metres. Take out 4 and 8. Prosecutor is the favourite for Shay Eden. Raphael is at $3.10 and Bishop Rocks $4.60.
Realistically, I don't think Prosecutor gets a better chance to finally notch up a win. I was against him last start, but he did beat all bar a tearaway winner. The start prior, again behind a tearaway winner who's since won a listed race. He wasn't far off second place getter there who's won since. The form prior stacks up too. He just simply needs to win this. Raphael found the line well last start and should appreciate the mile. He's fourth up now and ready to fire. Bishop Rock continues to run well, just doesn't win. And from there, number nine, Cemented, was okay on debut, closed off soundly and finished about a length off Bishop Rock. Up to the mile should suit. D-Day for Prosecutor, 5-11-2-9.
5-11-2-9, race 4, 64 over the 1,000. Take out 2, 3, 10 and 15. Monsters, Inc. is the favourite here. It's been very well performed when we last saw it in, and it is at $2.50. Global Wonder, looking for three in a row, is at $3.30. Black Opal, $7.50. A couple of nice horses in this race.
Yeah, there is. I think Monsters, Inc. is probably one of the better bets of the day. Looks hard to beat here. Jump outs have been good. He was revved up a bit in his latest effort, so looks wound up and ready to go. He was the debut winner before splitting Bless Her and Designer Chef. That obviously reads very well, with Bless Her winning a further three on the trot before a second in the Cockrum. Draws wide, has the early speed to negate that. I just think he wins. Beats Global Wonder, chasing a hat-trick, as you said. The minor place getters through his race two back have both subsequently won their next starts. He's flying, can definitely measure up. Black Opal's unbeaten at track and trip, loves to get his toe in the ground, and War Games is coming off a last start win, albeit in maiden grade. 4-8-1-6.
4-8-1-6, best of the day, Monsters, Inc. Race number 5, another shorty here. We can take out 2, 4, 8 and 12. Astraeus is $1.65 from the Busserton Young Stable. Coming off a nice run at the Valley without excuses at $5. Phantom Lady at $9. Is this a multi-leg, $1.65, or is it getting too short?
Oh, look, it's pretty short. I don't know if I'd back the horse outright, but I think definitely the one to beat now, especially with that key scratching of Bacchus. He was warming up when it was all over at the Valley over 1,200 metres, was fourth behind Chips of Down, who was chasing two on the trot. We've seen Pioneer River subsequently win at Cranbourne last Sunday, who was second there. He's been gelded in the interim, straight up to the mile should suit. His weight's kept relative with Lockie Neindorf on, and he comes up with a nice draw to be more prominent in the run. Without excuse, probably leads, loves it wet, and should get every chance. She's run three second placings at track and trip in as many runs, albeit in weaker grade. Sir Harold's run a couple of thirds in similar grade and gets through the ground. And number 3, St. Peter, hasn't really come up this prep, but was a third up winner last campaign. Blinkers go back on again. Look for an improved showing here at a price. 1-10-6-3.
1-10-6-3. First leg of the quaddy. It's only a small field because we take out 3 and 6. Five runners left. Staruz is another $1.65 pop. Nudgebar, $3.70. Connery, $5.50. Is it a one out in the first leg of the quaddy, or do we need another for insurance?
I considered it, but I've had a few tweets of late telling me to stop going one out in case they get riled. So I'm putting some insurance in, but we are following the trend of today of favourites. Miss Star Ruse did have a good run last start, but it was a good effort regardless to only find one better in Sovereign Award. Subsequently won the Ladies' Day Vase on Wednesday. Maps for the run of the race again in a small field with less depth. He should justify a short price tag. Connery and Nudgebar come through the same race last start over the trip at Flemington, both at big prices. Nudgebar led and tied. Connery was making up some ground, then got tightened for room. He seems to grow an extra leg when second up and has the weight swing in his favour between that pair by 2.5 kilos. After Campbell, Rewilla's claim. For that reason, he's in for second. Nudgebar in for third. They're both in the quaddy for insurance. Number 7, Parallel World, looks to be the better of the remaining two runners. 2-4-1-7.
2-4-1-7. Race number 7 is the Mowi Optical Mowi Cup, the feature of the day, over 2,050 metres. Take out 1 and 6. Shot of Irish is the favourite, equal favourite with Don't Doubt Dory, both at $4. No Effort, $4.20. Think We're Due, $4.60. So four horses dominate the market here, not much between them. And then it's $10 plus the rest of the field. Who do you like in the Mowi Cup, Harry?
Yeah, they're definitely the four you want to be playing around. I sort of saw it as a race of two. I've got No Effort on top, simply ticks all the boxes for mine. West Wing narrowly denied her a second consecutive Pinker Pinker last start. She ran the start, third the start prior, beat Sovereign Award four back, loves to get her toe in, and importantly is a Mowi track specialist. Five starts for two wins and three minor placings. Number 4, Think We're Due, in for second. He was overrun in the Naturalism last start, was good in the Heatherly prior. One fifth up last prep, then one again before finishing on par with Mr. Quickie over the trip, noting Winkers replaced Blinkers. So they're the two that I want to play around. Shot of Irish on the quick backup from the Cranbourne Cup. He was okay. I just think he's much more effective staying over the mile. And Don't Doubt Dory comes through the same race at Caulfield as No Effort. Don't mind him. The market doesn't mind him, but happy to risk on top. Playing around the 7 and 4 ahead of 2 and 8.
7 and 4 ahead of 2 and 8. It could be a big couple of days for the MRC crew. Josh Blanksby, Joshy Rodder, and a few others who are in the ownership of Think We're Due. Good luck to all the team in the Mowi Cup today before their big Caulfield Cup day tomorrow. Race number 8 is the third leg of the quaddy. Take out 5, 7 and 8. Hun Boshi is the favourite at 220. Not much between it and Chuck-a-Luck though at 225.
Yeah, look, I'm trimming up this leg of the Quaddie. It's a race of two, as I see it. I'm going with Chuck O'Luck on top. If you forgive his last start at the Valley, maybe it was just too firm a ground. His run prior at Cranbourne was solid when closing off for second behind El Questro. Up in trip should suit. He ran fourth over the trip in Group 3 company last prep when fourth up. Drops down to 60.5 with Lachie Neindorf engaged. And the soft surface will definitely play in his favour. Hanboshi, the only danger. She was good in the pinker pinker on the back of a win at Sale. She looks well placed. Pissarro's been okay in two runs this prep over the trip. I just wonder how wet he wants it and if he wants further. And Contrition, best of the rest, not in the Quaddie. 1, 2, 4, 6.
1, 2, 4, and 6. And the last, we've got a very nice galloper from the Shea Eden stable favourite. Take out 8 and 12. Who says that $2 even money? Whipcrack Away is in very good form. It's won its last two, $4.40. And Orenzil is at $6.50. They're the only three in the market. We trim up the last as well?
No, and I'll start by saying I can see there's plenty to like about Hussey. He's won two on the trot. He's progressive. There is more depth here, and he could be vulnerable at the price and buck the trend of a day of favourites. For that reason, I'm siding with Paperboy. Resumes, yet to miss the minor money first up, yet to miss the Quinella over the trip in five runs. No jump out that I could find to reference, but he gets in light relative to the field with a 3 kilo claimer engaged. Boasts a second to riddle me that and Alpha Oro from last prep, which reads very well. I'm having a crack at a price. Hussey in for second for reasons outlined. Whip Crack Away is two from two here. Both this prep, both on soft going. He'll be on the speed and should get his chance to go on with it. And Orienzel resumes with a couple of gear changes, is unbeaten first up. They all go in the Quaddie, but Paperboy on top at a price, 6754.
6754, Paperboy, $19 in the last leg of the Quaddie. I like it, Harry. Where's your best play of the day and the Quaddie numbers?
Look, like I said, day of favourites, but I think race four, number four, Monsters, Inc. is probably one of the better bets, and we can get about $2.50. Value, race nine, number six, Paperboy. Quaddie relatively skinny today. 1, 2, 4 in the first leg. Numbers 4 and 7 only in the Moe Cup. Numbers 1 and 2 only in the third leg. And in the last leg, numbers 4, 5, 6 and 7. Going a bit of left of centre for the play of the day. I've done a few little calculations. Noel Callow to win the Jockey Challenge at $7.
$7. Oh, I like your lift of fields, Harry. We like that. Noel Callow to win the Jockey's Challenge Player of the Day at $7 today. Give us your Caulfield Cup tip as we say goodbye.
Mirage Dancer.
Really?
All right. Price.
You'll be praying for no rain tomorrow. Good luck, Harry.
Thanks, Michael.
Harry White with all of his selections. We'll take a quick break. On the other side, Hucker will find us the winners of Pakenham tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Racing at Pakenham tonight, an 8-race card. Ray Huxley's the man to find us all the winners. How are you, Hucker?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Excellent. We've got a dog race at Healesville hot on our hammer, so we'll get through this meeting as quick as we can. Race number one is over the 1,000 metres. Take out number 13. Fear Her is the favourite at 270 ahead of Barringer at 480.
Yeah, Fear Her is resuming from a spell, hasn't raced since April. Her first start in the race was very good at Cranbourne, so we know she goes well fresh. And the Cranbourne run was on a soft track, which she's got today. So I think she is the one to beat. A couple from the jump outs, 9 and 7, are both showing ability. And next best number 8, 11 from 9, 7, 8.
11 from 9, 7 and 8. Race number 2, we can take out 1, 2, 4, 7 and 8. Deal Flow. Graham Begg, very confident with the Bricky Boys this morning at 3.10. Jihan's at 3.30 and then we're down to Princess Rainey's at 6.50.
Yeah, I think he's got a great chance, Deal Flow. He's been very good in the jump outs, a very, very well-bred horse, but going on the exposed form, I'm going with number 5, Jihan, who ran well on debut and then ran even better on at its second start. So it is on the improve. So I've gone 5 to beat 3, and I'll be interested to see what the market moves with number 3. 5 from 3 and then 6 and 9.
5 from 3, 6 and 9. Race number 3, the scratchings are 3 and 12. Lamassa's the favourite for Michelle Payne at 270, ahead of Lady in the Sky at 420.
Very open race. I liked the top one, Lady in the Sky. I thought its first up effort was very good at Ballarat. It came from second last at the 800, was still second last on the home turn, and made up terrific ground to be beaten just over a length, and that was on a soft track, which it's going to get today. It should be improved by that. It was its first run since April. And getting out the 1,600 metres is also very much in her favour. But it is a very open race. I go 1 from 9 and 10, and the favourite's got a chance as well, La Marcia. Got a bad barrier. I go 1 from 9, 10 and 7.
1 from 9, 10 and 7. Race number 4, the scratchings are 1, 2, 4, 5, 13 and 18. Favourite here is Fixated from the Hayes team, 380. Face Mask, a first starter from Peter Moody's yards at 480 and Flossing, $5.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough race. Number 7, Fixated, been a bit heartbreaking, being placed in 5 of its 7 starts. Ran third at Mooney Valley last start in a maiden. It's really good form for this, and they have put the blinkers back on this gelding. So, look, I've got him on top. Number 8, Flossing, it was very nice in a jump out at Cranbourne recently, and it ran on very nicely. And that was at Flemington, sorry, that jump out at Flemington. They finished a mile in front of the third horse. Then we go to number 3, Face Mask. It led them up in a recent Pakenham trial and was given them given an easy task. And number 12 is also showing ability. It's a very, very hard race with the first starters. I go 7 from 8, 3 and 12.
7 from 8, 3 and 12. Race 5, the first leg of the quaddie. Take out 4, 11, 13, 14, 16 and 18. Hindam is the favourite. It's 440. Toffee Doll, 480. Tragic, 550. So this is an open start to the quaddie, Hucker.
Yeah, it's a very good race. I think the 440 about Hindam is a terrific value, actually. This filly ran very well on debut when she ran second at Bendigo. And then, with the benefit of that run, she came out at Pakenham, here at Pakenham, but it was on the synthetic track, and she sat just behind the lead and then let go in the straight and was very, very impressive, won by 5 lengths. And then they were so impressed with it that the camp put it in the Maloney Stakes at Caulfield, a listed race. It was still fighting it out. In the home straight, but eventually the class proved too much and she dropped out there on the second last, but only 5 lengths from the winner. This is a huge drop in class, and from its good barrier it's going to be right on the speed all the way. I think it will be winning number 12. I've put in number 8 for second. Tragic, it was an excellent first up run after a very long spell. Number 1 Palumo and number 9 Toffee Doll. I go 12 from 8, 1 and 9.
12 from 8, 1 and 9 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6, we can take out 7 and 12. Bomber's Kiss is the favourite at 3.20 ahead of Taish Goddess at $5.
Bomber's Kiss is a lightly raced 3-year-old gelding. He didn't do a great deal his first couple of starts, but then they put blinkers on him and he ran a huge improvement at Geelong when he ran third in a maiden there. Be a pretty good maiden too. The blinkers really smartened him up. He jumped out in front and fought on very well, and then he stepped up the 1600 at Tatura last start in a maiden. Well, he just won with his leg in the air. It was a most impressive win. So the blinkers have really turned this 3-year-old around, and he loved the step up to the 1600 last start. So I think he is the one to beat. I put in number 11 for second, mostly sunny, got the good barrier, pretty consistent, and then 10 and 6, 8, 11, 10, 6.
8, 11, 10, 6, and race number 7, we can take out 2, 4, 14, 16, 17 and 18. Zaidani's the favourite, equal favourite with his The Barman at 440.
Yeah, another open race. I thought number 7, Ring of Honour, would be hard to beat. It was slow out at Bendigo 2 starts ago. It was after a very good first up win at Sandown. Yeah, it was slow away at Bendigo. It never really got into the fight. And then it went to Flemington last start, and it really finished off very well to run a close third behind Shalop, who's a very, very smart galloper. I think Ring of Honour, to get that run two starts ago, and it's hard to beat here. It's a very tough race. Number 10, the stablemate, Zay Darney, probably the best horse in the race, but 1,400, I think, might be a little bit short, but it is fresh. It might be the best horse in the race, as I mentioned, so definitely putting it in. 7 from 10, and then we go 6 and 13.
7 from 10, 6 and 13, and the last of 8 is... I've just lost my form here. One second as I get it back. Fundraiser is the favourite at $3.30. We can take out 6, 11, 14, 15, 16 and 17. Fundraiser, $3.30, $5.50. Shadow Goddess and Nanika are the top three in the market at $5.50.
Yeah, Fundraiser's had a break. Gee, it was very good winning its first start in the race, and then it followed up with an excellent third. Last start, they led up at Flemington, which is a bit out of character, and then they turned it out for a break. I think first up here, nice and fresh, I think it is the one to beat. I go 7 to win from Shadow Goddess. It's only lightly raced, and it won well last start, then 12 and 10. 7, 3, 12 and 10.
All right, Harker, where do we go for the best?
Yeah, the best, mate. On a very good program, I think the best might be race 5, number 12, Hindam. I think the value is in race 7, number 7 in Ring of Honour. And for the quadrilla, the first leg 1, 8, 9, 12. The second leg 6, 8, 10, 11. Third leg 6, 7, 10, 13. And the last leg 3, 7, 10, and 12.
All right, Hucker, leave us with your winner in the Caulfield Cup.
Caulfield Cup, I have no idea, I have to admit. I'll be watching Warning very closely because I think he might be able... He's my early pick for the Melbourne Cup. Caulfield doesn't suit him. Flemington, he's a Flemington horse. I think if he runs well tomorrow, he's going to be mighty hard to beat in the Melbourne Cup. He's about $26 at the moment.
All right, Hucker. Best of luck over the weekend, mate.
Thanks, buddy.